So we're going back to our wretch. Where are you, wretch, whose glove went wrong thing? Where are you?
Well, I'm here, and it's going to work this time.
You see, so says you. So it's going to, I have in my hand a piece of paper. Make that, I have in my hand a failed glove. What kind of glove is it?
It's a plastic one you wear to put your diesel in a car.
Sounds suspicious to me. What do you have those gloves for, sir? Kick them for putting diesel in a car. Remarkably thin. Something like a same material they build dams out of these days, I understand. It's 25 past 11 just gone. So, you're going to blow it, right? And it's going to go pop. You work at, do you own a service station? Is that what you told us?
No, I'm working here.
Yeah. Do me a favour. If this doesn't work, go to the fridge. Take a lolly out the fridge, yeah?
Yeah.
Just blow hot air around the paper to free it from the lolly itself. Place the lolly on the side, put the paper on the floor and step on it. It always goes. I mean, it's one of the pure joys of life to do that. So we'll try this first and see what goes best.
Okay.
Okay, so blow up the glove now. This will
Can I just then serve his customer?
Do what?
Can I just serve his customer?
This customer, really what does he want?
I've just got to serve a customer, if that's alright.
What does he look like?
It's a lady, actually.
It's a lady, yeah. Okay.
Can I have you a second?
Okay, go on, serve the customer. Let us hear it, though. Take the phone with you. Go on. Go on.
Right.
What does she want? What does she want? What does she want? You've got to ask her what she wants.
She's just bought some petrol.
Oh, she's paid. How much petrol did she buy?
£15 worth.
So, can we guess the car from £15? What do we think? Some kind of Allegro kind of, put £15 with my petrol, Simon, got outside. Put 15. That'll wow her.
£15
with petrol in our car, then.
Run a cigarette lighter in mine.
No, use £15 with petrol, I'll get just past the pump and cough out of it again. I have to reverse up and do the whole procedure again. Ask her how long she's had her car.
Yeah, please.
Sorry. Ask her how long she's had her car. Listen to him. Rings a radio station, serves customers while he's doing it. What's his name? What's his name again?
Gavin.
Yeah?
No. I don't want to talk to anyone else. Gavin?
Yeah.
Gavin. Is she gone?
No, she's just filling out a form. What went wrong?
Was she after some air miles there, is it? Or what's the story? Do you know do you ever play that game that petrol pump people do? They let somebody come to pump one, then turn it off, and they have to reverse out to pump three, and then they turn that off, and then they come back to, and you just bounce them around. Do you ever do that, Gavin?
I've never really known it, no.
Yeah, you can do that. Yeah, pump people told us that, yeah. And if you work at a restaurant and you don't like a customer, we did once tricks you play in the service industry. You go and bring two plates to the table. You say, watch that one, it's hot, but the other one's even hotter. And they actually think, oh, they're not so hot. Reach over the other one, burn their fingers off. Gavin, blow up the thing.
Okay, here it goes.
Okay, go on.
You ready?
Gavin?
Well, that was it, I'm afraid.
Whoa, what, Gavin?
I'm really sorry.
Gavin, what is
How about a money bag?
No, Gavin, what does this spell? W-A-S-H, right? O-U-T. What does it spell?
Washout.
It is.
I've got a money bag.
No, ain't a point of money bags. Now go and get the lolly and do the lolly thing, Gavin. Otherwise,
we don't sell lolly.
Oh, my God.
Oh, really?
No,
it took me ages to get through.
Gavin, I literally want you to get down on your hands and knees and apologise to Britain. Get down, literally, Gavin. Leave the phone on the side. Get down on your hands and knees.
So, I am.
For the love of God, Britain, I apologise. Go on, Gavin.
I'm really sorry.
No. For the love of God, I apologise.
For the love of God, I apologise.
We don't accept your apology, Gavin.
Oh, please.
There's a cautionary tale to everyone else who thinks it's a breeze. And don't send him a thing, right? Don't send him anything. Not even one of our T-shirts. Don't you send not a thing. Yeah, not, especially not the T-shirts. Because as we know, Alice, what are the T-shirts?
Oh, they are the sweetest plum, I
think. In the marketing world, for us, the T-shirts, they're the sweetest plum. Oh, boy.